Okay, so we're up to Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ad Shiafu, so until now, tell me, said, Doidi Liv Anei Eloi Roi Bashushanim. That was an expression of who called Tzrochov, I remember you right. Who called Tzrochov, Loi Tova, Elami, many, so forth. Ad Shiafu HaChayoyim, Menosu HaTzlolim. Until the day spreads out, Menosu HaTzlolim, and the shadows run away. I guess that means the shadows of night run away and the sun spreads out the day. Soiv demei lecho doidi. It says, it's like, soiv as you turned away, my beloved. I don't know what that means. We'll see. Litzvi, running like a tzvi, like a deer, or le'ofer ha'ayolim, or a young ayol, al horei boser, on the faraway mountains. Okay, so let's see what that means, Rashi. Ad shiafu hachayoyim. Musav lemikro shalamala himenu. Doidi liv ani loy. My beloved is mine and I'm his. Ad zman shegorem heovoin ush sofashni hashemesh kechoyim hayoyim vegovra hashorov. So that relationship remained so close as doidi liv ani loy. Who called Tzrochov loy tova, tova mimeni. I only command me to do Pesach and Bechoros and those things, and I, all my tzroch, I ask from him. Ad shafu achayim, until the sun came out, I guess, and the shadows ran away. So he says that means ad zman shegorem heovon ush sofasni hashamesh, until I sinned, and this sin is comparable to the sun burning me, because he said that shchoirani, he's burnt, but it's only skin deep. It's only like suntan. Inside, I'm good. On the outside, I'm black. But that's like sunburn, and that's just a superficial ugliness or superficial evilness. But on the inside, I'm still good. So he says, until the sun came out, ad shifu achayoyim v'nosu atzlolim, the shadows disappeared and the sun came out bright, which represents the time that I sinned. He says, kechoyim hayoyim v'gover hashol, like the heat of the day, v'nosu atzlolim chotonu b'egel. We sin with the egel, chotonu b'meraglim. We sin with the meraglim, v'nosu hatzlolim, and the shadows disappeared. Schuyes hamaginos aleinu porakti uloi. Look at that. What is it? Nosu hatzlolim. What is the tzlolim? The shadows. So shadows meaning we sit with tzeil keil. We're under the dominion. We're under the shade. We're under the protectorate of Hashem. So he says, but that tzeil disappeared. Why? Because nosu hatzlolim chotonu be'egel. We made the egel as soon as we came out of Mitzrayim, after Bayim Rasina, Chotonu b'meraglim, the Mais Raglim again, V'nosu Hatzlolim, and those shadows that protected us, look what he calls shadows, Zechuyois Hameginois Oleinu, the Zechuyois that we had, which protect us, Porakti Uloi, because we broke the oil Malchus Shamayim, so we lost the protection of the Zechuyois. Very interesting. So that's very interesting. In other words, we had a protective shield. That was all the schuyas that we had from the ovois, and that we had, I assume also we had from the difficulty maybe from coming out of Mitzrayim, that was a tremendous schus. From Kabbalah Satoira, that was a tremendous schus. Right? We had tremendous schus. And we reached on the Yam Suf, the level of Ayamilu Bashem of Moshe Abdoi, Zahavashirosa, Shivchal Ayam, Loirosa, Yechesko, Bebuzi, Binavuosai. We reached very high levels. Then we came to Har Sinai, and we mamish reached such a high level. But what happened after that? The shade that protected us, all of those chuyos started to dissipate, to disappear. Why? Because then we chotonu be'egel, chotonu b'meraglim, and the shadows, or the tzeil, the chuyos, hameginos aleinu, all the merits that we had that protected us, started to disappear, or they ran away. Nosu means they ran away, because porakti uloi, because we were pyrik, we uprooted, we broke the oil malchus shemayim. So that's very interesting. In other words, we have a lot of schuyas. Schuyas, of course, I guess we get schar for what we do that we never lose. Just because you do an aveira, you don't lose the schar for the mitzvahs you do. But there's a special protective shield that the mitzvahs provide. But if you're pyrik, the oil, I don't want any more of this malchus shemayim. I want to be independent. I don't want to be told by him what to do. I'm pyrik oil. If you're Pirik Oil, then the protective shield of all the mitzvahs that you had, even though you're going to get schar for them, but the protection that you have, that you lost. That special protection is only for those that, it's almost as if if you want that protection, you have to live under that protection. Living under that protection, you're not perikol. Perikol means you're casting off that. So when you cast it off, so you lose that protection, even though I'm sure you still get the schar for your mitzvahs. Okay. Well, let's go next posuk. No, I'm sorry. Soiv de melech odoidi. What's going on here? Soiv de melech odoidi. Goramti loy lihistalek me'olai al horim hamefulogim mimeni. I caused him to disappear from me, to leave me on the mountains. Hamefulogim, that were far away from me. I don't know what that means. He left me on the mountains that were far away from me. Anyway, I caused him to disappear from me. Because when you're Pirik Oil, so then Hashem is no longer, you know, he disappeared. You don't want my oil? Okay, goodbye. I'll take a walk. You know, you can't fire me. I quit. I'm out of here. So I don't know what's I'm a horim, I'm a fulogim, anybody. I don't know. That means like separate and far away, distant. So let's see if he has a footnote here. 1 second. No. I don't know. Okay, whatever it is, but so like this. We had this wonderful relationship. And this doidi liva neilura, all his tzrocha he only asked from me. I asked all my tzrocha from him. But then what happened? The sun came. The sun came, meaning we sinned, and we were burnt, like covered with this sunburn. And again, the moshel is, it's only outside, and it's not the essence of who I am, that we learned before. Of Lamaisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu is misalik, this protective shield that we had, because since we were Pirik Oil, and he left us, so to speak, and it's Tzvi Doime Soiv the Melech Odoidi Litzvi. In other words, Soiv the Melech Odoidi, he ran away and was like the speed of a deer running away. In other words, he's running far. I guess maybe Al Horei Vosa, maybe that means the faraway mountains, mean he ran far away. That's probably what it means here. Hamuf. I caused him to leave me to faraway mountains. In other words, he ran far, far away. When I was Pirik Oil, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protective shield that he had over us disappeared because I was Pirik Oil, and he ran far away. So here, on the one moment we had this love affair, then we sinned, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran away from us. Now, okay, so far that's where we're up to. Okay, let's go into Perek Gimel now. So far we're up to the point where because of the Chatoim, of the Egel and the Meraglim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, running away from Klal Yisrael, and we can't find him. Okay, so what happens now? Let's see the next Perek. Al Mishkovi Balelois, on my bed at night, Bikashti Eishavo Nafshi, I searched the one that my Nefesh loves, Bikashti v'loy mitzosiv. I searched for him and I couldn't find him. Okay, so let's see Rashi al mishkovi baleilos. How do you do searching on your bed? So let's see Rashi al mishkovi baleilos on my bed at night. Batzarli shiyoshavti afeilo kol shleishu b'shmein neshona sho Yisrael nizufim. On the 38 years, remember, after the Egel and after the Meraglim, what happened? They had to
wander
in the Midbar for 38 more years, okay? That was called. They were called nizufim. They were under reprimand from Hashem. They were in a bad way with Hashem. It says batzarli al mishkovi baleilos. Doesn't mean I'm lying in my bed and I'm just thinking about it. But it was night. I was distant from Hashem. I had tsar shoshavti afeilo. Like I sat in darkness, meaning the light of Hashem was no longer the. What does he say? He says. He says that the Targum says, the Anani HaKovoid had also drawn away from them. It sounds like the Targum says, we have to see. That's what he brings here, that the Anani HaKovid disappeared from him. I don't know, I thought they had it.
The Groh translates the Nosu HaTzlolim, or maybe that's a target.
What?
The Groh also, the Nosu HaTzlolim is the Anani HaKovid.
Yeah, but they had Anani HaKovid in the years of the Midbar.
The Groh says he came back. That's what the Groh's whole Torah.
They came back, that's right, I remember. That's right. They came back on Sukkot. They came back Sukkot. That's why. That's right. I forgot that. You're right. Anyway, but temporarily, at least, as a statement of this nazifa that you know you're cast aside. You're reprimanded. So the Anani HaKovid disappeared, and they were left without Hashem, and they were looking for him. I'm not going to go up with you. I'm not with you, because Hashem says, you sinned, you are pyrrhic oil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not. So why does Rashi say, Kol Shleishim Ushmon Yeshona, Sho Yisrael Nizufim? But Rashi doesn't agree with that, I guess. Because Rashi says it was 38 years. I guess he doesn't agree that that's the Anani HaKovid. Okay. Whatever it is, but there was a matzav. But Lemaisa.
Translated Slavim, Rashi learned Slavim means Sufuyos.
Yeah, so it's not.
Means the
yeah, I'm just saying. So he's not learning it's Anani HaKovid. So look, but think about this for a minute. What's going on over here? They're living in the Midbar, okay? And they're living these Kol Shleish Mishmon Rishona, they were Nizufim, and I sat Ba'afelo Kilu in the darkness, missing Hashem. Was it missing Hashem that they had Mon at their doorstep every day? Was it missing Hashem that they actually did have again the Anani HaKovid and the Amunei Shefayit? Was it missing Hashem that they had this miraculous Be'er that was able to sustain them in the heat of the, you know, the need for water in the Midbar? Were they missing Hashem that they had the Slov? They had Hashkocha, there's not Shaykh, the Hashkocha's Hashem that they had. So what's the pshat that they were sitting in darkness, such a darkness? And this is the Dor Deo. This was they knew, they recognized Hashem. Look, it's true. There was a dakis on their level of prikas oil by the Meraglim. They got overwhelmed and they had an agia. Maybe the Ramban says that they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and then they were going to see him and maybe their situation would have changed. You know, you go into a new place. There's a new political upheaval. I don't know, whatever it may have been. Oh, but the Maisa, look how much connection. What do you say about that?
Rashi kind of spells out that it makes no difference how much you're makir and maybe like on a superficial level. If you just see all the different types of nisim, take the mon, for example, and all, you know, the yalashem,
which they had,
but the last word Rashi really, I think, emphasizes shal yisrael nizufim. So all, despite all that, once the klal yisrael was nizufim, it just changes their entire perspective and their entire mindset on everything that Hashem did.
So in other words, but they and he applies the posse kilo ele bekirbucha. Eineni bekirbucham. I'm not amongst you. I'm not with you. What do you mean you're not with us? Then who's giving the money every day? Who's giving the money every day? Who's protecting them every day? Who? The teretz is, I think, that the pshat is that when it comes to a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if we are missing something, a dimension, no matter how much we have, we feel empty. Because the levels of connection are infinite. So it's true that I have so much, but I don't have everything I could. There was a certain dimension that was lost because they were pyrrhic oil. So there was a certain histalkus. That histalkus weighs to them as if, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eineni bekir b'chem. I'm showing you so much, I'm doing so much for you, but you, mamash, you're in darkness because you don't have the maximum that you could have.
The Pasuk says, Hashem, you know, Rashi is quoting Kilei Ala B'Kir B'Chayez, when Hashem says he's no longer, he's sending a malach now. I mean, it was a specific thing, it's not
But Lamaisa, Monday had, Be'er they had, Slov they had, Anani HaKovid they had.
There was some specific difference. Hashem's relationship with them was very different now.
No, but that...
He was dealing with them through a malach as opposed to whatever that means.
But that relationship, if they had nisim gluyim every single day,
right.
So they had this great, they have a greater connection than we could ever imagine.
Right.
And for deswegen, because there was a dimension that was missing...
Right, no, I'm just saying what the dimension was.
Okay, I don't know what the dimension
Rashi
was.
Says,
it was
Rashi quotes.
Over there, where? Okay, could be. Okay, whatever, but Lamaisa, that's a difference. that this, it's a slight difference. The Maisi, I have so much, but you don't have the ultimate. As far as we're concerned, we don't have anything. Okay, it's, we have time for another post.
Or are you saying it's a slight difference?
What? Who?
How do you know it's a slight difference?
I know. I don't know how to measure how much, but I do. I listen, but I do know how to measure mon at the doorstep every single day. Lechem lemayim biyom hashishi, be'er, the slov, the al pi Hashem yachanu va pi Hashem yiso. 38 years al pi Hashem the Anani Yakovit showed them where to go, where to stop, where to. You live a life like that. Come on, you don't have such a life.
We just got totally rejected.
What?
We just got almost totally rejected.
That's, if that's rejection, then what is acceptance?
I don't know how to measure that.
Whatever it is, I don't know how to measure, but I know that there was infinite levels of...
No, but it could be Yehuda saying it's a different uptight. In other words, it's not the pshat that they lost a teeny drop and it's still a major deal. The pshat is they had a ton, but they used to have 20 tons. I mean, we don't know what this other thing... It could be like a world of a difference for real, not just whatever it is,
it's the same idea. The Maisa, you have so much, and because you're missing, it's like we have nothing. They looked at it like that, nothing. He says, "Batzarli sheyashavti afelo kol shleish." I sat in darkness, and I didn't have anything. I'm in darkness. What darkness? Such a darkness. If I had mon at my doorstep, if I had the terraces, I had the ananim telling me, "Here, now we're going to travel. Here's where you stop. Here's where you start." And they had the mishkan. They had the Mishkan.
This one says Avela.
Where? It doesn't say Avela is by you?
It says Avela. It says Avela.
Avela. That's interesting. Here it says Avela.
Yeah, this one also says Avela.
Okay, that I don't know.
In other words, it's like somebody had billions and billions of dollars, and then he's left with a guy who had...
He's left with
100 million. So we all think, come on, big deal. But his hargosh is going to be... He knows what he had. He knows what could be.
Yeah, but so you see, it's not fair to compare it to $100 million because I had mon at my doorstep every day, nes golui, for 40 years, for 38 years. They had this nisim gluyim, which was the greatest sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement and love for them and care for them.
Well, there was something much greater.
Okay, that's the point, that no matter how much you have, they had so much. And yet, if you're missing something, and it's greater, it's, I don't know how much you're missing. But that, what?
What were they missing?
I don't know. They were nizufim. I don't know. So he says that the difference was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with them. Okay, I don't know what that means with a malach. Mesh Rabbeinu still spoke to Hashem. He dictated to him the Torah, whatever it is. I don't know how to measure how much was missing. But I have some idea of how much they had. And having all of that was still not enough. We still felt as if we lost everything. We're finished. Hashem has abandoned us, has rejected us because we don't have the ultimate. So because you need the ultimate, that's all. Okay, one more pause. No, maybe we should stop. It's almost time. Okay, very good. Shkoyach.